proceeding tonight, I would like to acknowledge the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, who are the traditional custodians of the land on which we are gathering. I pay my respects to them, past, present and emerging, and I extend this respect to any Indigenous peoples here tonight. I also acknowledge and respect the continuing culture of the land whose sovereignty was never ceded. May we tread gently upon the land and treat it with respect. I really want to thank Future Women for having me here tonight. I am currently working in government relations, so I'm a huge politics nerd. So to just stand here on this stage is really crazy. And to be surrounded by so many amazing, ambitious and hardworking women is extremely humbling. There are women here tonight on this panel who have been personal role models to me. So to come from a small town of 3,000 people, to be standing here tonight as an Australian Indigenous Education Foundation alum, is just a testament to what empowering young women through education can achieve. After my studies, I actually want to move away from politics and into medicine, a discipline that I believe is the perfect combination of the politics, humanities, and the sciences. I want to have a direct impact on my community and be a role model like the women here tonight. My ultimate goal is to work with Indigenous children and young people and guide them through the minefield that is adolescence, and hopefully empower them to achieve success like so many amazing people in this room. I want better outcomes for my community. I want to be a role model. I cannot wait to leave this building tonight, truly inspired by the future of women in politics because of the women we'll be hearing from. Thank you, and I hope you all enjoy your night.